My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwalan wa akhiran. From the beginning and at the end and in between. And all praises belongs to Him irrespective of circumstance. Indeed, it is He subhanahu wa ta'ala who tests mankind through revolving circumstances. And such is the nature of the life of this world. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says He is the one who created life and death. مَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ, death and life, subhanAllah. To test us and make manifest which one of us is best in deeds. And through these tests, O servants of Allah, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise groups from amongst us? And through these tests, will He debase groups from amongst us? And these tests are many. They have come to us in many shapes, in many forms. And from these forms are tests related to the phases of our health. And also, from these tests are tests related to the phases of sickness and illness. Good health, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is not just a blessing, but from the greatest blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind. And this blessing is a blessing, but in the same instance and breath, it is also a test. In the Sunnah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَان مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most of mankind are wasteful with. These two blessings are الصِّحَّة, good health. Good health, the opposite of illness and sickness. والفراغ, والفراغ, free time. In previous khutbahs I said a believer doesn't have free time. We have alternative time. We have time in which we are busy. We have little flexibility in. And then we have time in which we have flexibility in. For a believer, that's not called free time. That's called alternative time. It's only free time when we are wasteful with it. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And this is from the perspective of good health being a blessing. But from the perspective of health being a test as well, then it is from the perspective of our ability to treasure it, to make use of it, to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, to use good health in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a test. Those who forget to thank Allah for their good health, they're being tested and they're failing the test. Those who don't use their good health in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, utilize the opportunity cost that good health brings to us in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fail to utilize it, they are failing in the test, and they are failing in thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is with regards to good health. Sickness is the same. Sickness is the same. And with sickness, we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance, for Iman and Islam takes a human being and places them in a proposition that only can yield a win-win outcome. On the authority of Suhayb ibn Sinan radiallahu anh, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How amazing is the affair of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Indeed, each and every circumstance of the believer, irrespective of circumstance, is goodly. It is good for him or her. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this is for nobody. This benefit, this win-win situation, this proposition is for nobody except a believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرٌ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. When goodliness befalls him, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thankful. And he remembers that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَشَكَرْ. He thanked Allah with his tongue by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his heart by growing his iman and his Islam, and with his actions in terms of his servitude, utilizing his bodily ability, his good health, her wealth, financial standing or material well-being in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we thank Allah. Shakar, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. This was good for the believer. And in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if you are grateful to Allah, Allah will increase for you. The increase is in this life, and the increase is during death, and the increase is in the akhirah. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. It was only good for the believer. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا. And if the opposing circumstance comes down, and he or she is afflicted with a calamity, with a difficulty, with a situation that they didn't intend, or they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from, صَبَر. They were patient. They were patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, knowing that whatever Allah does, He only does good, and Allah will only give us that which is better for us. They were patient through it. The human element will always be there, but they were patient. They kept themselves together. They kept their iman intact. They kept their Islam intact. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And this was only good for the believer. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا. For the one who Allah wants goodliness for and goodness for, يُصَبْ مِنْهُ. Allah afflicts him or her with a calamity. O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, sickness, whilst it is something we should never ask for, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us to seek protection in Allah from sickness, when it strikes a believer, it only has benefits. It only has benefits, as we heard in the hadith that I just shared with you. And these benefits are many, and we capture them from different moments that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with his companions, either during his standing on the minbar and teaching them, or during interpersonal moments that he had with them, or during visits that he made to them in the presence of other Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. If we can capture some of the virtues of being sick, some of the benefits, the upside from illness, as we learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his sunnah, then they are as follows. Number one, sicknesses and illnesses, they give us the ability to build Jannah and interact with the Quran and the Sunnah, as well as the meanings of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that cannot be achieved during phases of ease and phases of good health. Many of us read the Quran, subhanallah, and during Ramadan we were introducing different surahs, and we are continuing that journey. Inshallah, tomorrow we will be discussing Surah Taghabun, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, afwan, I apologize, Surah Munafiqun, inshallah. That will be tomorrow, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, after Maghrib. Every now and again, we reminded each other of how the Quran, subhanallah, is a book that we never read and feel like we've read. We read it and we start reading it again with the same excitement we had when we started reading it the last time. It's never like reading a book that you've read before, that you've read it and you know what is there, what will come. Because subhanallah, as our circumstances change and we interact with the Quran, different verses appear to us, different verses appeal to us in a way that it didn't when our circumstances were different. When you recite certain verses on the ground, the impact it has on you is different to when you recite those same verses in the air. When you recite certain verses during health, they're different in terms of impact to when you recite it during illness and sickness, and vice versa. Ask the lady who's gone through a divorce, when she reads Surah At-Talaq, what the verses in Surah At-Talaq mean to her when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about taqwa and the proposition of taqwa. She read it for months and years throughout her marriage, but it never appealed to her as it does now that she's in idda and going through this turbulence. The same applies for the sick person, subhanallah. And this is from the value proposition of being ill, that Allah brings to us a phase to build the Jannah in a manner that we couldn't do when we are healthy. There are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as Ash-Shafi, the one who cures, that we know but perhaps do not engage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within dua. During moments of health, as we would do during moments of sickness. So there is a value proposition that these revolving circumstances bring to us, and sicknesses bring to us the ability to get closer to Allah and build Jannah through a different interaction, a different sphere, a different paradigm in terms of the human being and their journey to Allah and the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah that they are meant to interact with. Illness brings to us an opportunity that doesn't exist during health. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not test a believer with a difficulty to destroy him or her, but rather a slave has opportunities of ubudiyyah. The slave has the opportunities to manifest their servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their submission to him, their ability to worship him that does not exist during circumstances of ease and health. Number two, sicknesses give us the ability to have our sins expiated and having our ranks raised in the hereafter, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as we are taught in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, مَا مِن مُصِيبَةٍ يُصَابُ بِهَا الْمُسْلِمُ إِلَّا كُفِّرَ بِهَا عَنْهُ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةِ يُشَاكُهَا, subhanallah. She says, radiallahu anha, that there's no difficulty, no affliction that strikes a Muslim except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the pain, the impact, the stress, the sadness, the hurt of it to expiate the sin of the one who is sick, of the believer who has received this illness and sickness, even if it is in the minutest form of a thorn pricking a believer. That prick that you feel, the needle that goes in you, when you are getting an injection due to that illness, that prick that you feel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the process is expiating your sins. And when the sins finish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala floods your scales of good deeds with rewards. So your rank in the hereafter is raised as a result. In the hadith of Jabir radiallahu an, he says, دَخَلَ عَلَىٰ أُمِّ السَّائِبِ, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon As-Sa'ib, and in some narrations Musayyib, and it is said that he said to her, why are you shivering, subhanallah, to za'zifin, why are you shivering? And she said, al-humma la barakallahu fi, this fever may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not bless it. And it's a form of cursing the fever. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, la tasubbil humma فَإِنَّهَا تُذْهِبُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمَ كَمَا يُذْهِبُ الْكِيرُ خُبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not curse fever, for it expiates the sin of the children of Adam, just as the blast furnace removes the impure alloys from iron. And that is why some of the pious before us, some of the Salafu Salih, the righteous before us, those who are attached to the Quran and the Sunnah, they would say, لَوْلَا الْمَصَائِبِ, if it wasn't for these difficulties, if it wasn't for these calamities, subhanallah, لَوَرَدْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَثَالِيسِ, we would reach the day of Qiyamah bankrupt, subhanallah. We would be in debt. We would reach the day of Qiyamah in debt. Is this masaib that give us the opportunity, the proposition to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something on our scales of good deeds. Number three, O servants of Allah, the proposition of recalibration. Recalibration of the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us walk on the face of this earth in a state of heedlessness? And we do so even more when healthy. Subhanallah. And then when the sickness strikes, it brings us into a state of acute focus. The thoughts of the healthy, O servants of Allah, are not the same as the thoughts of the sick. The desires of the healthy, O servants of Allah, are not the same as the desires of the sick. The du'as of the sick or the healthy, O servants of Allah, are not the same as the du'as of the sick. Go and ask a sick person, subhanallah, that you know. And may Allah bring shifa, at-tam, complete cure to our brothers and sisters who are suffering illness and ailment. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ask them what is keeping their mind busy. The dunya or the akhirah. Subhanallah, we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the best day of the week, and our mind is busy with the dunya. We wait for the khatib to stand and our mind is busy with the dunya. And perhaps the salah begins and during the salah, our mind is busy with the dunya. But ask a sick person, subhanAllah. Let's make it even more intense. Ask the person who's been told, any moment now you will pass away. And they are in a state waiting for the angel of death to arrive. They have been declared terminal. And when you declare terminal, the Sharia even blocks you, even though you're alive, from giving and moving your wealth. Giving your wealth away and moving it to protect the rights of the heirs. When you in this moment ask a slave of Allah in this moment, what are they thinking about? What matters to them? The score of their favorite football team that's having a match right now? The repairs that needs to happen on their home right now? Ask them, what are they thinking about? Are they thinking about the flight tickets that they got to book next February for a trip that they plan to make during the next break? Wallahi, I could swear by Allah that that's not going through their minds. All that's going through their minds is thinking about, did we make use of our free time? Alternative time. Did we make use of our good health? Subhanallah. We are closer to death than we are to life. Nothing of life matters anymore. All they can think about is how will we meet the angel of death? So this is, subhanallah, the recalibration process and the opportunity to get out of the state of heedlessness that sickness brings to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this recalibration process, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we test them with goodness, with ease. Allah calls it a test. And we test them with difficulty so that they have the opportunity to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, from the virtues of sickness is the ability to reach a station in Jannah that a slave will not reach if that slave is left to themselves. In the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a man may have a certain rank with Allah that he does not reach through his deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts him with a test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him during the test. And because of his patience, Allah rewards him. And as a result, Allah raises him to the station and rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for him. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he expounds on this narration. And he says, similar to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves his slave so much that he wants him to be in a level in Jannah. But if that slave is left to himself or herself, that slave will pass away without attaining the deeds to get there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the slave with a trial and blesses the slave with the ability to be patient, and that patience comes with rewards. And Allah opens the floodgates of rewards on his slave, and as a result, the slave's scale of good deeds become heavier and heavier and heavier until it reaches the level of that Jannah that Allah wants to place that slave in, and Allah returns his slave safely to him. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In other narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us that when the slave on the day of Qiyamah sees what Allah has given them for that cancer, for the pain of chemo, subhanallah, which many call a cure for cancer, but chemo is another disease sent to fight a disease. It's a test after a test, subhanallah. And they go through the cancer, they go through the chemo, and then the patience of waiting for the different tests and the different scans and the results of those tests and the results of those scans, it's a journey. It takes a year, it takes 2 years. They're patient. The only thing that comes from their mouth is Alhamdulillah. When the news is good, Alhamdulillah. And when the news is difficult, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. They only praised Allah. Allah preserved them. Allah protected them. They manifested themselves in a way, subhanallah, that no one can train for. You see them in this difficulty. You feel like you're breaking because of that difficulty. But they're inspiring you despite their difficulty. This is from Allah. This is Allah holding the slave. This is Allah preserving the slave. This is Allah protecting his slave, his servant, giving him the patience needed to manage himself or herself so they don't break away from the channel, from the journey that Allah has put them in. That journey to a destination that Allah wants for them. Allah preserves them and protects them and returns him to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says on the day of Qiyamah, when the slave sees what rewards Allah has given him, he would wish that he was afflicted with that sickness and that disease for all of his existence. But obviously the Prophet warned us against asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for illness and asked us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from it. But understand, subhanallah, some of the virtues of being sick. And talking about patience, and perhaps this is the last virtue that we'll touch upon today. What will make us understand, subhanallah, what patience is and what the rewards for patience are? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That indeed, without doubt, Allah will shower the rewards upon the patient without measure. There's no measure. It's a blank check. It's an open ticket. You get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever Allah wills, He will place on your scales. This is the reward for those who are patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. He is with them. If you find a patient person or servant of Allah, then know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to the patient ones. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا. Those when a calamity strikes them, قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Indeed, we are from Allah. We belong to Him. And indeed, we will return to Him. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. The prize for those are blessings from Allah and mercy from Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And a further prize for them is that they are written to be from the rightly guided. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant cure to our sick and the sick of the believers. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, once the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, علمني شيئا أسأله الله. Teach me something that I can make dua to Allah for. Teach me something that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Abbas, O Abbas, O uncle of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سل الله, ask Allah العافية. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afiyah, for well-being, for safety. A while later he came back and said, teach me something to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salillah, ask Allah al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah for well-being and safety in this life and the next. What a powerful dua taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a moment with his uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu. O servants of Allah, also understand that we are interdependent communities. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts a person with a sickness, it also brings opportunity to the community around him. And as such, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that there are mighty rewards for those who visit the sick. He said in a narration, whoever visits a sick person or visits a brother in Islam, a caller cries out to him, may you be happy. It's an angel making dua for you. May you be happy. May your walking be blessed. And may you occupy a dignified position in paradise. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the hadith of Jabir, as related in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, whoever visits a sick person is plunging into Allah's mercy, drowning in Allah's mercy until he sits down. And when he sits down, he's submerged further into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu anhu, he mentions that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that there is no Muslim who visits a sick Muslim early in the morning except that 70,000 angels send blessings upon him until the evening. And if he visits him in the evening, 70,000 angels send blessings upon him until the morning comes, and Allah will give him a paradise, a garden in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the heedful. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. But know and understand, O servants of Allah, that from these narrations, the scholars have said that it is a communal obligation to visit our sick, whether we have a personal relationship with them or we don't have a personal relationship with them. In fact, the courtesy of visiting the sick is a right enjoyed by a human being. And as such, they have said that it is from Islam to visit even the non-Muslims. And we know from other narrations how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the Jewish boy who was ill. Last but not least, to our brothers and sisters who are doctors and nurses and working in the medical fraternity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you a massive, mighty, bountiful proposition to build your Jannah in your profession. So the first advice has to be to purify your intentions and ensure that you are not practicing such a noble practice for the sake of a salary or for the sake of goodwill within the community. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And intend to be in the service of a difficult Muslim brother or sister for the sake of Allah. For in a narration, which some of the later scholars of hadith have considered acceptable, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "For me to walk with my brother during his time of difficulty is better or more beloved to me than itikaf in my masjid for 1 month." Subhanallah. One salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is 1,000+ rewards. How many salah would you recite in Masjid al-Nabawi? Would you complete and observe in Masjid al-Nabawi if you spent itikaf there for a month? So purify your intentions and make your service for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also be a means for the deceased. Make it a point upon yourself to learn some of the fiqh of the sick and those who are struggling with ill health or are bedridden, so that you can benefit them with the knowledge that will help them during their difficulty and during their time. Many a sick person and their families don't know the fiqh of being sick or being bedridden. Many don't know what du'as to make. Many need that inspiration to be reminded about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use the opportunity to be a da'iyah, to be a caller. Use your profession to walk a little bit in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this is the case for a believer, imagine the da'wah proposition and opportunity for someone who is on their deathbed and they're not from the family of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Last but not least, to my brothers and sisters in the medical fraternity, don't forget the amanah. Al-amanatul amanah. Don't forget the responsibility of the role upon you, subhanallah. That in essence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed now the well-being of another person in your hands. Yes, Allah is upon all able, but Allah has made you a means. Whenever you get tired or shaitan tells you otherwise, remember that you have been deployed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are responsible and there's an amanah that you carry. Once again, Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant good health to our sickly, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure the sick of the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us in His obedience, forgive our past, inspire our futures, and bless us with good health. Good health, not just physical good health, but spiritual good health and rational good health. And make us a people that utilize our good health in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.